Before Martha, before the Barefoot Contessa, before the Food Network, there was the French Chef. With that show and her book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, Julia Child taught Americans how to cook, how to eat, how to love food as she did.
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat.
I know. And you're so good at it. Look at you now.
Growing in front of you.
That's Meryl Streep, who plays Julia Child in the new movie Julie and Julia. Julie, played by Amy Adams, is a struggling young office worker who decides to cook her way through mastering the art of French cooking and blog about it. Her blog became a book, and now writer and director Nora Ephron has woven both women's stories into a movie. Nora Ephron came in to talk about it. I told her that after I saw the movie, I had a serious desire to cook beef stew, Julia's Boeuf Bourguignon.
And you're right to want to cook it because it is a great recipe, and it's the recipe we all cooked in the 60s when I got out of school, and you had to have a copy of Mastering the Art of French Cooking. It was part of your equipment as an adult, and you had to make boeuf bourguignon for your friends. So everyone did.
That being the case, maybe you should have released the movie a little later in the year.
I know, because it's got a lot of stew in it. It would have been a good winter movie. It's true.
But the idea of Julia Child, I mean, as Julia Child and Mastering the Art of French Cooking being a part of your life, was, do you feel that you have some sort of a relationship with Julia Child that made you want to do the movie?
I actually think whenever you cook in some strange way, it's a form of time travel. When I used to cook from Julia's cookbook, I had long imaginary conversations with her. And I used to think maybe she would come to dinner, even though I had never met her and never did.
The character, Julie Powell, the little office worker in her cubicle, who is the other part of the story that you tell in this movie, she clearly thinks she has a relationship with Julia Child.
Well, and she did, because she cooked 524 recipes in a year while holding a full-time job, which is insane. She, I know, dreamt that she would meet Julia and Julia would salute her for her achievement and at least write her a nice note. But that was not to be.
The character, as Meryl Streep plays her, is mostly a very jolly woman who's, you know, a very good-natured woman who's very funny. But Julia Child must have been, I never met her, but she must have been a ferocious intellect to do what she did, to organize that book as ferociously as she did, to explain it as clearly as she did.
Well, and I think she was a great teacher. I think that one of the things she did in a way that is interesting to me, because I sometimes watch some of these shows, things like Iron Chef, and I'm a good cook, and I look at something like Iron Chef and think it's a good thing I already know how to cook, because I would never think I could do it if I watched these shows. She made you know you could do it. And you know, another thing that I was completely knocked out by when I did the research for this book is that the book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, was published when she was about to turn 50. And, you know, we think of Julia Child as someone who was famous from the time we were
aware of television.
Yes, aware of food. And it's so astonishing that she turned her life around as late as she did. She just didn't become herself till she was 50 years old.
It is remarkable. And the other thing, of course, the other part of the... There is a certain similarity, I suppose, in the two women that you make that you made the movie about, in that they're both obsessed people,
and they both want to do something and aren't doing it. And one on the, you know, turning 30, one approaching 50, they both did it through food.
They both had really nice husbands.
They did. I know. Thank God they really did, or I would be accused of making up men who don't exist.
The other thing, though, I shouldn't leave Meryl Streep with the notion that she was, that she was the big galumping gal, because she had me so convinced she was Julia Child that I absolutely thought that you had intercut real French chef footage with the movie.
That's great. That's great. I know. And, you know, it's weird because they don't really look alike.
Not
and yet
all.
The minute you see Meryl, you think, oh, that's Julia Child. But that is, of course, as they say, acting.
Do you still use that cookbook, Mastering the Art?
Well, I use it for lamb stew.
And Navarin.
I made Navarin d'agneau, and I made the boeuf bourguignon this year again, and it is great. And there's a recipe that we use in the movie of chicken breasts with cream and mushrooms and port that takes about 35 minutes to cook, and it's fantastic. I always use it for that.
You think this movie might bring back butter, as some suggested?
Well, it should, because you can never have too much butter. That is my belief. And I stuck it into the movie. If I have a religion, that's it.
Nora Ephron wrote and directed Julie and Julia, and she joined us here in our studio in Washington.
And now let's give credit to some of the people who bring you a fresh-baked show every morning. Morning Edition is edited by Bridget Kelly and Greg Myrie. Our editorial staff includes Rena Advani, Janita Anderson, Ann Hawk, Kitty Isley, Jordana Hochman, Lori Grant, Laura Krantz, Courtney Dorning, and Maeve McGoran, with Shannon Rhodes and Nina Gregory at NPR West. Denise Rios is with the National Desk.
The executive producer of Morning Edition is Madalika Sika. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.